Keith. Good to meet you guys.
Let's do it. We got Steve Holy, ladies and gentlemen. Any Michael Work? There okay. You go. Just grab whichever one you want. How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful.
We're glad to have you on.
I've told everyone that I feel like I'm making my 10th annual debut. It's awesome. I have this newfound energy. I mean, I've been on the road for 10, 11 years now, and it's awesome. You know, it's been 5 years since Brand New Girlfriend, and then Love Don't Run. You know, here I am 5 years removed from being on the radio, and then I come out with Love Don't Run, and, you know, I'm my first top 20 in 5 years. It's
explain
great.
The gap. Was it you're not focused? Were you not working hard? Were you done?
I don't know. I never done. I took a couple of years off to be a father and raise my daughter, Ava, who's now three. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be there for her more than anything, and then, you know, here I look up and she's 2 years old and I'm thinking, you know, I want to be here every day, and I planned on doing that, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. I feel like I have music left in me, and I want to continue to pursue what I love.
But around that time, or before she was born, did you feel like you needed some kind of a break?
I don't even want to say that. I released a single, or actually two before that, that just kind of went away. And I thought, wow, I need to regroup, figure out what I'm doing wrong, I guess. And then that parlayed into Ava, and then here, you know, I look up, she's 2 years old. Like I said, I got to get back out there.
Well, Brand New Girlfriend, that was a smash. I mean, that's a huge hit. It still gets played. You still get money from that, don't you?
Well, sometimes.
but what does that mean when you say sometimes?
No,
I mean, the huge hit, no doubt about
thank
it.
Thank you. And you know, and it's bizarre because 4 years before that, I had Good Morning Beautiful, mm-hmm. and I've told people that I'm like the Olympian. I come around every 4 years.
Well, we're glad to have you on, Steve Holy. What are your plans for this year, then?
I have a new single coming out in December called Until the Rain Stops that seems to really be getting a strong reaction early on, so I'm very excited about that.
Any kind of a tour for next year?
Yeah, I'll be touring, but I'm also going to take a portion of time off to make sure that I have slots allotted to come out and see the rest of the radio stations that I didn't have a chance to see this past year.
So you're going to go around and just visit cities and say, hey, by the way, I'm still here.
I'm still here. You can't get rid of me, please.
I'm still relevant. I can still sing. I still got music in me.
If you know what? I'll be doing that until everybody tells me to just go away.
Do you still enjoy it?
Oh, more than ever. That's why I said I feel like I'm making my 10th annual debut.
When you were away a little while, did you miss it, or was that break like, okay, this is good? This is
no,
good
I
idea.
Honestly, I part of the reason I went away is like, wait a minute, after the couple songs that didn't work for me, like I said, I just felt like I got to get out, you know, I got to step back. What am I doing wrong? What, you know, and took that time off and regrouped.
So when a song doesn't work, and did you feel the songs would?
Well, you just basically, one of them I did, yeah, and there's different variables, whether there's too much traffic or too, you know, if your label has a lot of, you know, prior, what's the word? How do I word this?
Almost like they've got a bigger deal happening at that moment, maybe,
well,
where you get kind of bumped down a smidge.
That can happen, yes. That can happen.
You become a little bit less of a priority.
Huh. Well said. But I didn't say that.
No. I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. But I can see how if they've got to focus on.
And I get it. If I was running a record label and you had a song that was moving up the charts and there was hope that song could go all the way top 20, top 10, 5, 1, and then you have a new one coming out, which, you know, I would get it. I would say, well, wait a minute, guys, we've got our hands full. We're working this record and maybe a couple others.
However, that's still got to eat you up to where you go, dadgummit, you look, I get it. I understand you got Big Dog over here doing this or that or whoever that person is. But, man, this is good stuff, too. And I'm still relevant, and I'm still an artist, and I want my music out there, too. So, personally, that's got to just eat you up a little bit, too.
It can be tough. But, hey, you know what? My label has been so good to me through the 10, 11 years I've been out. Mike Curb is Santa Claus. He's the nicest guy, most giving guy I've ever met in my life. So any the scourging things that have happened in the past with my career, I know that Mike, in the end, always has a bigger plan for me.
His name is Steve Holy. We love what you do, man. And we're looking forward to seeing Salt Lake City. Any plan to come out?
I don't know right now, but I would love to come.
Do you live here or you live in?
I live in Dallas.
You live in Dallas?
I do.
Okay, then that's easy. It should be easy to get from Dallas to Salt Lake City.
It really is.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much, man.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Good to meet you.